something is certain. If you stick to the word, you will come back with a testimony. What God wants to give you in your life is not a healing. What God wants to give you in your life is not a job. What God wants to give you in your life is not money. What God wants to give you is the word of God in your spirit. It'll make you what it talks about. And you are shining. And you are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining and nothing can stop you. It is your season. It is your time. Nothing can hinder you. This is your time. This is your hour. Favor is yours.
This message is brought to you by Christ Embassy Monrovia, Congo Town, opposite SATCOM, Monrovia. Worship with us on Sundays, 9:30 a.m., Wednesdays, 6 p.m., Fridays, 6 p.m. For prayer and counseling or to share your testimony with us, please call +231 777 111108 or +231 886 510 357. Or send an email to radiotransmissions@level360.com. This is a continuation of the message, an inheritance for you.
Hallelujah.
When you're born again, it's too late to be poor. The only way you can remain poor after you're born again is to refuse knowledge. So God says, my people are crushed because of the lack of knowledge. Now, what knowledge is it talking about? Spiritual knowledge. The Greek calls it epignosis. It's talking about specific knowledge, no assumptions. It's absolute. It's the revelation knowledge of God's word that comes into a human spirit and just enlightens you and takes you, catapults you into another realm of life. You just know that you know. Hallelujah. And you know, by the time you start living according to that knowledge, people think you're a boaster. That's the way they look at you. Think you're boasting again. Because from then on, you just can't think like you're poor. It's impossible. And you can't think poor. You can't think so. Not because you're struggling and trying to become rich. You just can't think you're poor. You can't think so because you know you're rich. There is a knowing in you. You have come to find out that you cannot be rated by your bank account. You cannot be rated by all the property you got in your house. You just know. You may only have one shed on your back, but you just know you got more than enough. They can't understand you. You speak words that rule over kings. Hallelujah. The world can't understand you. No wonder the Bible says that you are peculiar. Oh, glory. Hallelujah. That's why the Roman Empire had trouble with Christians. They had trouble with Christians. Not because they didn't like Jesus. I want to tell you what they were up against. They weren't against Jesus. They didn't care about that Jew. They didn't worry about it. If the people said he was raised from the dead, who cares? They didn't bother about that. As long as Rome was okay in ruling the world. But something began to happen. The slaves didn't think like they were slaves anymore. When they heard the gospel of Jesus Christ, they thought like they were kings. No, they were not rebellious. They had a sense of dignity, self-respect, self-worth. They could stand up tall. And news began to go around, what's happened to my slave? What happened to my slave? He's no longer talking. You call a slave. Romeo, come here. And he came like this. He was shaking as the Roman general was talking to him. He was shaking, but now he didn't shake no more. He came and he was ready to do the work. He would do everything. He would greet with all the respect, but he felt he was somebody. They said, if we let this go on long enough, the emperor will become nothing to them. And they began to listen. They said, oh, they're talking about another king. They believe they got another king, not Jesus, the man who was crucified. They believe he is a real king and a living king. They respect him more than anybody else. No, the emperor said, but I am Caesar. I am God. They said, but those guys don't know that. He said, call one of them. They brought him in. And he said, you know you're a slave of Rome? And for the first time, a slave will dare speak to Mr. God Caesar. He says, no man is a slave, your highness. Are you saying you're no longer a slave to Rome? God made men free, man made men slaves. And the man's speaking tough. They can't understand it. Did you ever read of Paul? Did you ever read for yourself? He was brought in bound before the king. I mean, where we're reading 26th chapter, book of Acts. He was there in bonds. He had chains when he was declaring all that we read. And when he preached Jesus so much, he turned to the king. He said, believest thou the prophets? And he didn't wait for an answer. He said, I know that you believe. And the man said, oh, Paul, thou almost persuadest me to be a Christian. And to his shock, Paul said, I will to God that not only you, but everybody who's hearing me now will be as I am, except for these chains. Hallelujah. I said, when Christ takes up his abode in the quarters of your heart, you are changed. That's the same reason a man who's been making this, terrorizing his wife and terrorizing the home, when the wife is born again and she comes, you know, she always had this long face in the house, and the man was happy about it because he'd go, you know, moving from one woman to another in town, then he comes like a lion to the house. Where's my food? And the dear lady, and you know, she's been so oppressed. She's been so scared. She's so much afraid of him. So she sets the table. She makes everything all right for him. She's so scared and she's trembling. But then a neighbor comes to preach the gospel to her. She receives Christ into her life. For the first time, she thinks she's really somebody. Hallelujah. And then she's been told, count it all joy when you go through divers tests. And the man comes back, barking and roaring. And the woman is not afraid anymore. No, she's not disrespectful. But now she can give a kind smile. And she says, get me water. Instead of going, okay. She says, I'll get it. Oh, did she say what? See, what he got was not her words, a note of victory in her voice. And then he starts watching her. And he starts asking everybody in the house, has anybody been coming in? He wants to know if maybe somebody's been giving us some money. Because the first thing he thinks is, maybe they say that when a woman has money, she now starts, So he's thinking, maybe it's some money. Has anybody given her money? They said, nobody's been coming here. He starts checking her bag. Every time he sends her out, and then he goes into her bag and checks, looking for a checkbook and checking everything. He can't find the money. Then in the morning, he hears, she's praying. Praying? We've been married 20 years. I never heard her pray. The only time we prayed when we said, plus God, minus devil.
Hallelujah.
This message is titled, An Inheritance for You. To order for the complete message, please visit Pastor Chris Digital Library app on Android and iOS. Or please call us on +234-188-834-34 or +234-802-332-4188 or send an email to radiotransmissions@loveo360.com.
Stay tuned. Pastor Chris will be right back.
The troubling questions in the heart of many will be answered.
The direction needed for that future you desire will be given. The word for the next and higher level of your life will be proclaimed. Join the Global Classroom every first Sunday of every month at 1600 GMT on www.loveworldinternetradio.org for an exclusive questions and answer session with the man of God, Pastor Chris.
Dudu from South Africa is asking, Pastor, I want to know, what is the book of life and who is in the book of life? Dear Pastor Chris, is it okay for a dating man and a woman to live together?
Tune in and participate at www.loveworldinternetradio.org. Don't miss it.
Do you watch or listen to Pastor Chris Ayakalima's programs on TV or radio? Have you been blessed? We invite you to join us in blessing many more with the gospel. To make the gospel available to many more, you can join the Lovell Television and Radio Ministry as a media partner and join us in sponsoring TV and radio programs of Pastor Chris on television and radio stations around the world. Join us and be a part of changing lives with the gospel. To sign up as a media partner, please call us on 0812-851-9834 or send a mail to mediapartners@level360.com. Once again, you can call us on 0812-851-9834 or send a mail to mediapartners@level360.com. As you join us in taking the gospel around the world, we declare that God makes all grace abound towards you, that you, always having all sufficiency in all things, may abound to every good work. Thank you, and God bless you.
I told you about the new book. The title is The Power of Your Mind. Walk in divine excellence through the power of a renewed mind. It's an extraordinary book. Every student should get this book. Every teenager should get this book. Every child, 8 years old, 9 years old, grown men and women need this book. There are few books that talk about the mind. Most of them are not even Christian books. But this one shows you right from the Word of God, the power of mind management, the tool of the mind, how to use it, what it is, and how to use it. This extraordinary tool that God gave us. Most people don't know what the Bible says about the mind. And I've put it here in a book. Do your best. Hallelujah. Get this book, The Power of Your Mind.
The Lovell Radio app is rightly designed to entertain, inspire, inform, motivate, and add color to your everyday life. We've got the best of everything on radio. The best music, the best of inspiring messages, the best talk shows, and the best of wholesome content. The Lovell Radio app has a smooth and sleek user interface with features designed to keep you tuned in and locked on, giving you an amazing user experience all day, every day. Waste no time. Download the Lovell Radio app from your app store, and you will be glad you did, because we are the best of the best in radio entertainment.
As the trumpet sound, the dead in Christ will rise.
It's close, my brother, my sister, it's close. The Bible says, for the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, with the trump of God. And the dead in Christ shall rise first. The first trumpet sounds, and the dead in Christ will come out of the grave. At the sound of the second trump, those of us who are alive and remain will ascend. The Bible says we will be changed in the twinkling of an eye. That second trump is called the last trump. It's not going to be too long from now. Why? Because the world is preparing for all the things that are supposed to happen after the rapture. That's what's going on. And let me tell you, the world will not be the same. the world is going to be in a terrible situation. According to the Bible, the first 3.5 years after the...
This message is brought to you by Christ Embassy Monrovia, Congo Town, opposite SATCOM, Monrovia. Worship with us on Sundays, 9:30 a.m., Wednesdays, 6 p.m., Fridays, 6 p.m. For prayer and counseling, or to share your testimony with us, please call +231 777 111108 or +231 886 510 357 or send an email to radiotransmissions@level360.com.
This message is brought to you by Christ Embassy Uganda, Christ Embassy Main Church behind Metroplex Shopping Mall, Nalia, and Christ Embassy Satellite Churches, Uganda. You can call us on +2567-0538-6452 or +2567-770-02372 or send an email to radiotransmissions@level360.com.
This is a continuation of the message, an inheritance for you.
Hallelujah.
They say that when a woman has money, she now stack. No, so he's thinking, maybe it's some money. Has anybody given her money? They said, nobody's been coming here. He starts checking her bag. Every time he sends her out, and then he goes into her bag and checks, looking for a checkbook and checking everything. He can't find the money. Then in the morning, he hears, she's praying. Praying? We've been married 20 years. I never heard her pray. The only time we prayed when we said, plus God minus devil. Now she's praying. And then what she's saying, he's trying to hear. Is she praying against me? Is she praying for another man? Then he hears her saying, he can't understand. What's gone wrong with my wife? She must have been going somewhere. The next time she says she's going somewhere, he has people out there tracing her, tracking her, trying to find out where she's going. She ain't at one church where they call them hallelujah people. Now he has real trouble at home. See, when you receive the Holy Ghost, you know what Jesus said? He said, I have not come to make peace. I have not come to negotiate. No peace process. You get it? He said, that's not what I've done. He said, I come to set fire in the house. He said, you're gonna find trouble between mother and daughter. You're gonna have trouble between daughter-in-law and mother-in-law. You're gonna have trouble in the house between father and son. Not because he's against family relationships. No. He's trying to tell you that even the most revered biological relationships would come apart because of this divine relationship. He's forewarning the people. He's saying, if you get in contact with me, if you have a relationship with me, it'll shake up every other relationship you have, except that relationship is connected through me. You know, when Jesus comes into your home, now you've been having husband and wife, the relationship changes. Jesus stands in between. You relate now to each other through him. In other words, you've got to listen to what I say, and you've got to listen to what I say. But the guy said, but she's my wife. Yeah, but he's my husband. Yeah, but I am Lord. See the difference? Now you see your husband the way I tell you to see him. And you see your wife the way I tell you to see her. And then they say, all right, but what about our daughter? I'm here too. You relate with her through me. It's a whole new ball game. Hallelujah. And there's not too many people who want that kind of relationship because they don't know Jesus. See, every time he shows up, he doesn't come to take anything from you. He only comes to bless you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Glory to his name forever. How he loves us so very much. He says, I commend you to God and to the word of his grace, which is able to build you up and to give you, not to take anything from you, to give you an inheritance. If you were born poor, now you got something. If you were born rich, now you discover that wasn't anything. Now that this has come, these are the true riches. Hallelujah. Health has come. Strength has come. Purposefulness has come. Hallelujah. You're no longer a speck in the dust. Every time you're walking in the street, how many of you have gone through the Oshodi Bridge? How many of you have been there? Have you ever looked down from that bridge to see the multitude of people? Did you ever wonder where they go to sleep in the night? There's so many. Then you come in the night and it's all clean. Praise God. Now, think about all of these millions of people. I understand got about between 8 and 10 million people in this Lagos. Now, that's a lot of, that's big number. And think of the fact that when you're working in that place, maybe in that Oshodi area, with so many people around you, and you're walking, every step you take, brothers and sisters, every step you take is on record. Listen, every step you take is on record in heaven. You can't go nowhere without your heavenly Father knowing where you are. He doesn't have to look for you. As small as you think you are, as insignificant as you think you are, think about you going to work tomorrow morning and there's so many vehicles going and coming, and you're just in the midst of them. You understand? You're just one among so many. Yet, his eyes are watching over you. And you know the way God deals with us? He deals with each one of us like we are the only one in the world. He never deals with you like there's anybody else. He relates with you as though there's nobody else in the world. That makes that relationship so wonderful when he deals with you. He forgets the whole world. Hallelujah. The whole world. Now, somebody thinks that's impossible, but that's exactly what he does. He forgets the whole world when he deals with you. You're like the only one in the world. And then he listens to you. And he has a plan for you as though nobody else lives on this planet. Can you handle this? Come on. Can you get this? Can you take it in? Can you take it in? Is it too big for your theology? Now, when you understand that, your life will be a life of boldness. Then you start saying, he knows where I am. Hallelujah.
If you've not been born again, don't keep wasting time. It's time to give your heart to the Lord. It's time. It's time. So everyone who wants to be born again, and you want the life of Christ in your heart, you want Jesus Christ come into your heart, I want you to say these words after me and mean them from the bottom of your heart. Say, oh Lord God, I believe in Jesus Christ, the Son of God. I believe he died to save my soul. I believe God raised him up from the dead, and he's alive today. I confess with my mouth, Jesus Christ is Lord of my life. From this day, I receive by faith eternal life into my heart, into my spirit. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. I have a new life now. I am born again. I'm a child of God from this day. Amen. Praise God. If you pray that prayer, I want you to know that God heard you and answered you. I want to pray for you right now. In the name of the Lord Jesus, I pray for everyone who just received salvation. Let the name of the Lord Jesus be named upon them. Satan has no claims over them anymore. They belong to Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God. In the name of Jesus, you are blessed now. You're blessed. In the name of Jesus. Write us and let us know you received salvation today, or you can call us on the phone. We'll be glad to hear from you. And when we get your details, we can send you a book. It's a small book titled Now That You Are Born Again. It'll help you start out your new life in Christ and begin building your faith immediately. Call us on the phone right now.
You can call us on +2567-0538-6452 or +2567-770-2372 or send an email to radiotransmissions@lovell360.com.
You know, being in Christ Embassy is more than being in a church. It's more than a church. It's a vision. And when you worship at Christ Embassy, you learn more than just the letters. It's the spirit of the word. And something more about it is the fact that the Spirit of God gets a hold of your life, and then His vision becomes real, not only to you, but He makes that vision real in such a way that others get to know what the Word of God really is by watching the Word of God manifested in your life every day. And that's what we do. We share God's Word every day. As we minister, the Word of God takes root in each person, and then you become exactly what God wants you to be. And that's the reason I like people to come to Christ Embassy. That's the reason I invite them, because they are being a part of something that's more than a church. It's a vision, God's vision.
Wow, this message has been brought to you by Christ Embassy Monrovia, Congo Town, opposite SATCOM, Monrovia. Worship with us on Sundays, 9:30 a.m., Wednesdays, 6 p.m., Fridays, 6 p.m. Thank you for joining us today. If you'd like us to pray with you or to share your testimony with us, please call us on +231-770-934-937 or +231-886-689-854 or send an email to radiotransmissions@lovell360.com.
This message is titled An Inheritance for You.
For the continuation of this message, please visit www.lovellradio.fm to listen daily by 10 a.m. and 6 p.m. GMT plus 1.
To order for the complete message, please visit Pastor Chris Digital Library app on Android and iOS, or please call us on +234-188-8334 or +234-802-332-4188 or send an email to radiotransmissions@lovell360.com. Remember, one word from God can change your life forever. God bless you.